Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Right, 53 after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Warren Eckstein. He is a doctor, whether you know it or not. He's got enough experience to have piled higher and deeper next to his name 13, 14 times. So PhD Dr. Warren Eckstein, the animal lover's best friend, is here. Brought to you by Cedarside. To keep bugs out of your home, use Cedarside. Go to cedarside.com for information on how to order. We're actually going to, speaking of Cedarside, we're going to do something today, and we'll probably have a derivation of this or something that's connected to it each week. Facebook.com/good day. I would like you to post a picture of your dog and Richie's daughter, Juliana, who is with him today, first day out of school, so she's with him at work. She's going to pick the winner. So post a picture at facebook.com/good day of your dog. Your dog. And don't be taking pictures from some website of an attractive dog. Your dog. You send your dog.
Right.
Facebook.com/good day. And Juliana is going to pick the winner, the cutest, the best picture.
Or just and, the one she likes best, and yeah. You'll win the Cedarside.
And the winner is going to get a Cedarside kit. Has all kinds of great things sampled from Cedarside. And why would it be from Cedarside? Because Cedarside has the non-toxic answer to every pest, every bug, every problem in your home. Harness cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that will get rid of bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and so much more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn insect-free, chemical-free from now through the rest of the season. So go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464 to order Cedarside products. No chemicals, nothing but nature against nature, and that's why it works so well. 800-842-1464 to order Cedarside products, or you can go online to cedarside.com, use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. That's cedarside.com, or call 800-842-1464. So, Warren, the question has come up about dogs and whether they... what happens to them? I know we talked about this on the air when I saw this, because that was after Charlotte died and Kenny's dog died over the weekend. So I guess I wonder, I know the Pope weighed in on whether or not animals go to heaven. What people ask, and they legitimately want to know, what happens in the afterlife of a dog? I have no doubt that Charlotte's around me and talking to me all the time. She's just connected. Some are connected more than others, it would seem. The Pope... I had something to say about it. I wonder, there's no such thing as a Catholic dog, I don't think. But, you know, what's the consensus? What's the wisdom here about animals and their afterlife?
Well, the wisdom I hear is, how could it be called heaven if there were no animals there? That's number one.
Yep.
Number two, if you take a look at how animals do so much good in this world in terms of making people feel better and soothing people and helping the lonely people that don't have any friends around them, of course they're going to go to heaven. In other words, heaven to me is for any living thing that has lived a good life. There's no dog that's lived anything but a good life. So I'm assuming that there's going to be a whole lot more dogs in heaven than there are going to be people.
Yep. All right. So that's a great explanation. I love that. There's a rug seen in a Florida sheriff's office that has a typo which reads, "In dog we trust." And apparently they're auctioning it off for some local animal rescue operation. But there is always that play, and that's what made me think of it, what you just said. Dog spelled backwards is God, or God spelled backwards is dog. And I always thought that frankly, I thought that of Charlotte. I thought Charlotte was a being that was more than anything else. She had the likings of a dog, the makings of a dog, but she was somehow not supernatural, but I don't know how to best describe
it. Maybe spirituality, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's
right. Spirituality that all animals have. It's that honesty, the way they live their life. It's surviving, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't lie. They don't cheat. So the concept is that I believe that many animals have this. You're allowed one special one in your life. You may have 1,000 dogs, and yeah. I've lived with more than that, yeah. but you're allowed one special yeah. dog, one special mm-hmm. cat in your life. And mm-hmm. for you, it was Charlotte. So there's no doubt in my mind that Charlotte is around you. I feel the presence of all the animals I live with around me at all times. There are times I'll look at a wall and, wow, a face will pop up there. Now, that may sound a little eccentric, and heaven forbid I should ever sound eccentric. But the bottom line is I believe that there's an energy that's never lost in beings, mm-hmm. whether they be animals or people.
Don't forget to post a picture of your dog at facebook.com/good day for Juliana to pick a winner in about an hour or so.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.